Yes.
What do you think if I move that clock in here, actually?
Good evening. Bienvenue tout le monde. Welcome. Welcome to have you join us for the Lower Town Community Association monthly meeting. Just a minute for you all to join, and we'll ask you to please mute yourselves. And
split their homes between the US and Canada. It's been a long.
All right. Just a few more people. You're a very prompt bunch. It's good to see some of you and some of your names. I hope you're enjoying this beautiful fall November weather and gorgeous day today. And yeah, it's been lovely. So I think that we'll get started and not hold you up. I'm going to ask Avery, already done, to pop the agenda in the chat. Just going to say welcome again. My name is Liz Bernstein, and I am fortunate to serve as the co-president of the Lower Town Community Association. And Sylvie, would you like to introduce yourself so everyone knows you quickly?
Bonjour tout le monde, je m'appelle Sylvie Bigra, je suis la co-présidente avec ma collègue Liz. I'm new to the executive this year and happy to join you for this meeting, my first LCA meeting as co-chair. So over to you, Liz.
These two are the co-chair.
Thank you. Oops, someone stole. Unmuted, so please do mute until we get to questions and comments so it's easier for us. I see some of our other executive members, board members are online, but not necessarily with your videos. Would you mind if you can just showing your videos just to show the board members just a quick hello? Avery, and your role, if you don't mind.
Hi, everyone. I'm Avery, and I'm the secretary.
Sandra.
Hi, I'm Sandra Milton, Lower Town Community Association Safety Committee.
Warren.
Hi, I'm Warren. I'm chair of the Planning Committee.
Kendra.
Hi, everyone. I'm co-chair of the Arts and Culture Committee. Bonjour tout le monde.
Jay.
Bonjour tout le monde. Mon nom à moi, c'est John, ou Jay, and I am the communications director.
Nancy.
Hi, everybody. I'm unmuted now. I'm Nancy Miller-Chenier. I am co-chair of the Heritage Committee with Andrew Waldron.
Great. Is Andrew here? Any other board member here that I didn't call on yet?
Julie,
are you here? Well, maybe later. Okay. Bienvenue tout le monde. We are excited to start another year together of working together for Lower Town, our community that we're all passionate about, with many wonderful things and many challenges, and we're excited to get to work. So we're going to start off this evening with an update from Friends of the Parks. We all love our parks. And I'm going to ask Sandra to provide an update on this item.
Thank you very much, Liz. Actually, today we're going to talk about the recreation facilities that is included in our parks, Lower Town Parks right now. In October, the city staff prepared a Parks and Rec Facilities Master Plan. Many of you participated in those sessions, and this was part of the official plan. Nothing in the master plan reduces for us the concerns of residents about the lack of access to facilities. There is an uneven physical condition or the uncertain future planned for these facilities in Lower Town. We have a mix of recreational and community buildings, but no multi-purpose recreation buildings. So this is a concern for us. I'm just going to talk today about the Champagne Bath and the Routier Center. So the Champagne Bath officially is a Champagne fitness center, and everybody knows where it's located. It's built in 1924. It's a heritage building and houses a 25-yard four-lane pool, weight and cardio room, sauna, and a mezzanine for boxing programs. It supports many people in our area, and it's very popular with the working people that come to the area morning and evening. It is for local people. It's within a 15-minute walk area, and we're so happy that we heard that it opened last week, which is great. But we don't want to get complacent, because we want to make sure that this facility is kept in the Lower Town area. Maybe we might need some maintenance, maybe in the future it needs additional work, and perhaps even an addition to this building. So I want you to be aware that the city are looking at all of our facilities. We have about a year, the future of the facilities are at risk. As the outlying communities grow and demand new amenities, it's up to our community to identify and voice our needs. The next step with the official plan is to identify projects and to estimate the costs. We have, as I said, we have a window of about a year to think about our community's recreational facilities requirements and get back ideas for improvements on the list. Can an older facilities like the Champagne Bath be expanded with a new addition alongside? If you're interested in this and you feel it's important to the community, I ask you to write in to info at Lower Town and to our local councillor. This is very important. It is open now. We do get a feeling of being satisfied that, yes, we have something. But it is an old building, and we do need to be dependent upon, is this going to continue on, and is it going to get the maintenance we need? Also, the Routier Community Centre, it's a former school. It was built way back in 1933 and renovated for a community centre. It's currently closed, as you know, and for use under the direction of Inner City Health and the Ottawa Public Health as a COVID isolation center for individuals experiencing homelessness. There's no definite date for reopening, and even when COVID recedes, the facilities will no doubt need repairs and updating before it can again be used by residents of the community for meetings, activities, etc. So please be aware of this. We need your input. The councillor needs your input. There are other facilities as well, but these are the two main ones that I'd like to talk about right now. There is the Lower Town Pool, which is located in the Patro, which is not, it's two separate buildings. We've got Jean Moran Fieldhouse and etc. So let's keep Lower Town with the facilities that we currently have and we need. We're losing out from these big builds in neighboring communities. So please, please, please contact the councillor, contact info at Lower Town, and we need to know what you think about this. Thank you. Any questions?
Matt, do you want to add anything? And I see maybe not. I see Jean, Jen, sorry. Yes, go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, perfect.
I have a quick question for Sandra about the champagne bath. I don't know if you know or not, but when will it be reopening? And like, why is it closed exactly? As a person who normally uses it like every week, like it's really unfortunate that it's been closed for so long. And I'm trying to figure out why. Thank you.
Thanks, Jen, for your question. It was closed because of COVID. It's been closed for approximately 18 months. Last week, the beginning of November, it reopened. So you'd be pleased to hear that.
Oh my God, that's awesome. I did not know that. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And then I have Matt. Go ahead, Matt.
Sorry, folks, for not being able to respond right away. I was had hands full with the oven open. I completely agree. As I said in my little chat note, the lack of access to recreational space in Lower Town is a big, big concern for our organization and for the entire community. We are working hard on trying to secure as much access as possible. So anything we can do to help out, we are there. We're very hopeful that we'll have access to De La Salle High School for some programming come 2022, but waiting for school boards to confirm that we will actually have access. They've been having some COVID restrictions in place this fall. And I know that they're coordinating with the other school boards across the city on having a coordinated policy and access. But Route is a definite concern. Would love to see how we might be able to help out and access some offer some programming out of there at some point.
Great. Thank you so much, Matt. And anyone else, any comments or questions? Regarding the facilities. I just noted that the website still has Champagne looking as closed still, but it talks about the gym, but not the pool. But I did just want to confirm the pool has also reopened. Council Furry or Sandra, do any of you know that?
There's water in the pool, but the pool opening date will likely be known on Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
It's just because you have to assume, it seems like simple, but all of these old filters have been now emptied for a while. So the chemistry of the pool takes, we have to ensure it's safe before we open the pool. So as soon as the water chemistry is set, which should be by the end of the week, it certainly will open. And I can confirm and attest there was water in the pool when I was there on Friday.
Okay, great. Maybe we can save then for you if there's any other comment about the need for recreational facilities in, both at Routier and in Champaign and in the whole of Lower Town when you do your further update later. Did anyone else have a comment or question about recreational facilities? We know they're so important for all of us. If any of you want to get involved, do send us a note and we'll follow up. Thank you, Sandra. And then I'm going to hand back to you, Sandra, as you're going to introduce our next item on the agenda. The mental health blueprint item. So I'm going to hand that back to you for introducing us from the start. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Liz. As many of you know, or maybe you don't know, but Layla Gibbons and many of the City of Ottawa officials have put together a leadership table of various people from the market, businesses, etc. They included Lower Town Community Association, and I'm sitting on this committee. What came out of the committee, it started because of COVID and there was many issues in Lower Town in the Byward market with regard to safety, security, etc. What has come out of it is the building blocks of the Lower Town Mental Health Center. You may have heard about it this week that there was funding provided, or last week, by the mayor. And I know Councillor Fleury is involved and understands this. we are concerned with this program in the sense that there's not a lot of information. We're moving forward. We want you, the people of the community, to understand what is happening. Layla Gibbons was going to attend this evening and give us direction. She couldn't be here, so instead I'd like to introduce Councillor Fleury, and perhaps he can talk about the phase one program development, etc. Thank you, Councillor.
Thank you, Sandra. So I was going to give everyone an update on the city's budget, which was drafted and tabled last Wednesday. As part of the budget, there were two components that were, one of surprise, one of not surprise. So the one that's not of surprise in relation to our area is that the neighborhood resource team, so Seb is our community officer, but we have dedicated police officers in our area. The chief has committed to reviewing those resources and ensuring that those who work on our NRT in our area are now more than ever dedicated to our area, because right now they're being pulled in left and right directions when there are demos or protests, and ultimately it fragments the local effort. So that was announced through the mayor's speech. As Sandra alluded, there's a few tables. There's a leadership table that's been created over the summer to bring together the key stakeholders in the area. Obviously, Sandra is your representative at the LCA. There's also a number of other organizations, the NCC, the Hotel Association, the Ottawa Markets, the Market BIA, the Rideau BIA, some of the social services agencies, as well as Action Sandy Hill. And that leadership table is really pushing the city on the three key priorities, which I was highlighting at your last meeting. And as part of that, the first step is coordinated, city-led, city-managed outreach services. And what we've learned from the mayor's draft speaking notes on the draft budget is that there are some funds that are being allocated to looking at a mental health response in our area as a pilot project. I don't know much more. So we are trying to get information. We are also are told by city staff, Lila, that there are planned community engagement. I believe, Sandra, you're invited to a meeting on Wednesday, which should continue to bring more clarity. But this evening on Monday, November 8th, I have very little other than there are the broader leadership table's clarification of intent. And of that, there has been an amount of money, I believe $400,000, that was assigned to this pilot project. I know that there continues to be concerns related to the Shepherd's 216 project. I know that there continues to be concern relating to Ottawa Inner City Health's presentation on mental health when we're speaking of bricks and mortar, additional bricks and mortar services in the community. But I do think that in the spirit of our ask in getting the city to be more proactive, to be more engaged, and to respond to the gaps in outreach, that this is a step in the right direction. But again, it is only a funding step. Everything else is left to be defined. So I'm not raising a flag. I'm highlighting that there seems to be opportunity. And I know that Sandra and other residents are concerned around, is this continuing to not be coordinated city-led efforts? And those are very fair questions at this point.
Okay, questions or comments? I see Kate has a hand up. Go ahead, Kate.
Hi, so nice to see you, Mathieu, and everybody. I find it kind of funny when you say it's a city-led activity or a city-led initiative, because what it really feels like is that it's going to be yet another Lower Town-led initiative, that there's going to be another service in Lower Town when it already feels like we really are completely overwhelmed. I don't personally see this as a good opportunity, and I would be very interested to know if there is any possibility of positioning this service elsewhere in the downtown core, but not in our neighborhood, where yet again, you know, we are already really overwhelmed with services and with people needing those services. So is it possible to locate it elsewhere?
Kate, your statements should be questions for Sandra to bring to the committee on Wednesday. At this point, there are no discussions for bricks and mortar services. There are, and I'm sorry, I don't know if you were at the last meeting, and I don't know how informed you are from the LCA and the engagement we've had on the three priority elements. So I've put that out there, and the community has embraced it, but there's not everyone's on to what we're doing. So there are three key strategies I need all the community to build behind. The first one is city-led outreach services that are proactive 24/7 on the ground, so that you, neighbors, businesses don't have to continually call services, and so that the gap isn't the community's problem in response, but that it's city coordinated. So right now there's no city-led outreach. It's all done through third parties, and it's all done in very narrow period of the day. And ultimately, if there's known gaps in outreach that exist, and those gaps leave the pressure onto our community. So again, if the idea that the city is funding mental health support in the city-led outreach, I think that's very good news to us. If the city's funding announcements this week relate to a step in the bricks and mortar concerns that we have, then we have additional questions. At this point, I was not briefed on the mayor's announcement. And from my conversation with staff since, the funding announcement is really relating to outreach services for mental health and not bricks and mortar.
Okay, thank you, Councillor. I have Liz McKenzie up next.
Okay, hi, I have two questions. The first question is, I'd like to know how much money is involved. Just how much money was moved from the police budget to Wendy Muckle and Inner City Health in order to undertake what seems like a study that's going to be a lot more pressure on the community to become involved, and we're all pretty stretched as volunteers. And so that's how much money. And the second question is, it seems very, very top down. This did not come up from the counselor's office. It did not come up from the community association. I have read the blueprint, and there are items in that blueprint that really are not concerns of the community association. It's mental health, the system for everybody in Lower Town. Well, I have not ever asked Inner City Health for their help with my mental health. I think they work with a different population. So it's those two things, the money and the top-down approach that this is taking, that I find very concerning.
So Liz, I don't know if you wanted me to answer. Again, I'm just going off what I read in the mayor's speech, which is available on the draft budget. It's available on his website, and that is $400,000 for this project. There is no allocation to an organization of those funds. Those are entirely social services funds to develop pilot mental health response effort. So you made assumptions in relations to Ottawa Inner City Health, which I understand your concerns, but I've been reassured that no money has been transferred or planned to be transferred at this point. It's for the city to build a mental health model.
Can I step in here? My understanding of this is that the money is being transferred to hire someone to lead this by the city, a city person. And I think that they're hiring another 8 other people for community data collection and responses. So mapping the location, nature of social disorders, etc. So we might have input in this. But I don't know. We have to stay on top of this to understand exactly what is happening. This is all new to us. I just want everybody to know that. I'll try and keep you informed, as will the counselor. But I, going to these table, leadership table, I need to know what the community feels about this as well to represent you.
Okay, have you also noted in the chat some of the comments, Sandra, if you're going to be attending that meeting this week, perhaps you can also take some of these comments in addition to what the speakers have raised, Kate and Liz, some of the comments people have written down, we can save the chat and send for you. And there any other comments or questions on this item? Otherwise, I'm going to ask, I'm going to thank you, Sandra and Councillor Fleury, on this item and ask those of you interested to follow up and learn more and hear reports back, obviously, next month. But in the meantime, to please be in touch. And if you'd like to send something to info@ or otherwise make your interest known, and we'll connect you with Sandra and the others who are interested in following up on this for Lower Town Community Association. Is that okay if we close this item for now? Okay, great. Thank you very much. And actually, Councillor Fleury, I'm coming back to you for your more general update, obviously including the budget, which you mentioned briefly, but other areas of interest for us from your update. And I understand you don't have a presentation. You're just speaking to us tonight. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'm glad to prepare decks, but no, tonight I didn't.
Just, no need. Just confirming I don't need to do any, you know, Zoom thing.
So let me come back to the previous round of questions previous topic. I will continue to give you an update. I hope it stands on your official record. To me, there are three priorities that we need to, as a community, focus on. And when I knock on doors, when I speak to stakeholders, when I think of where we're at, I think of three key elements that help immediate relief for the community, but also look at the sustainability of the effort. So the first one you've heard, to me, it's about proactive 24/7, 365 days a year, city-led outreach on the ground. Outreach, I know, can mean a lot of things for a lot of people, but outreach is a coordinator role that then works with partners. So it could be police, it could be public works, it could be a mental health doctor, a nurse, it could be a housing caseworker. So there's a number of partners, if this is well-structured and led by the city on the ground, that can bring effective relief and be more proactive in our area. I'm not speaking to the concerns that Sandra and Liz and Kate were bringing, because that's new information. But generally, it's about, you know, city-led outreach. We should get on that, because residents are tired of calling and the calls aren't effective in getting to the root cause and a good response that we're looking for in terms of a community. The second one is safe supply. So a lot of folks get confused between supervised injection service, which allows you to inject illicit drugs, versus safe supply, which is more a health response to addictions. So safe supply was piloted in our area with 25 individuals, has now grown to 350 residents in Ottawa who are on safe supply program, but it's estimated that a few thousand residents would benefit from safe supply program. Just to give you a bit of an eye into safe supply. If I'm an injection drug user, I need to have money to be able to buy drugs on the street. And then wherever I consume outside of the supervised injection sites, the risk of the illicit use goes into the community with the impact. So there's three levels of impact on our community. Safe supply scratches all of that, because there's proper medical oversight. I'm consuming a clean drug from a pharmacy. And so it removes a lot of the pressure from the community. So we need to grow that program. So first, outreach, second, safe supply, and third, really investing in housing. And that will be my bridge in, Liz, into this year's budget. So I want to thank the residents who participated in our community budget. I did publish. Whoop, am I still there? Sorry about that. I did publish today an op-ed in the Ottawa Citizen relating to what it's like these days at City Hall and what it's like these days to deal with the city on the budget. And I invite you to read them when you have a chance. They're more macro, but they give you a sense of what I have to confront in terms of the political environment. I'll ask Bailey from my team to put the link. We do have a survey on the city budget that is now live and will be live for the next 2 weeks, just to get your sense of what you're hearing from now the draft budget. I would bring your attention to a couple of areas. First off, on housing, I've always been a strong advocate that the amount of money we're spending on shelters and motels in the previous year, we should match in new housing investments the following year. So if I follow that logic, last year we spent $38 million in shelters and motels. We should be spending $40 million in new housing. And at some point, the curves will offset one another in terms of investments. We're not seeing that, obviously, and we're continuing to see growth in emergency pressures. So the budget this year only invests $15 million in new housing, which I believe to be too low. But again, that will be for us to engage. I know that many residents in the community are interested in transit and affordable transit services. So I'm concerned on a few fronts, the political environment of having free December fares, which will cost all of us $7 million, while in 2022, increasing fares by 2.5%, which is an increase of $7 million. So I'm an advocate at this point with the poor performance or tragic performance of the LRT that we should look at discounts, we should look at fare freezes for transit services, and we'll continue to advocate on that. Maintenance, we know that sidewalk repairs, for example, winter sidewalk maintenance are top of mind for our urban communities. And to me, there's still an unclear path to how we see improvements in our area. We're not seeing increasing staffing level in public works. We're not seeing additional investments on active transportation investments and repairs. If you look at the city's budget, it's for the first time in the city's history, we've crossed the $4 billion mark. So the city will invest $4 billion for its services in 2022, of which close to $1 billion comes or will be invested in roads and infrastructure. When I look at the roads and infrastructure, I think of what are those? Are they infrastructure that is green? Is it infrastructure that's modern? Is it infrastructure that reflects the needs of a city that's building back post-COVID? And I have to say, so far, it's a lot of roads. I'm not seeing housing investments. I'm not seeing green investments as we're all aspiring for, or even recreation investments that I know the community is also in need of. So the first glimpse at the budget is pretty much reflective of what my op-ed says, but I've given you a bit more specific to our community. My other update is in our community, we've seen over the last number of weeks, a number of road repair projects. We've seen sections of King Edward, sections of St. Patrick, Dalhousie, and then the segment to tie in the bike lanes between a Butler and Union Station. So just heads up that work is completed. If there ever is an issue of poor workmanship or unfinished work, please let me know. We do have warranty on that work and want to make sure that it was built to our expectations and standards. Later this month, on November 30th, we do have a public meeting on the Heritage Conservation Districts. So in our area, we do have two Heritage Conservation Districts, Lowertown and Byward Market, and both are being reviewed to make sure that our efforts are solid and clad. So I would love if the LCA share that broadly to the community to have as much engagement as possible. Bailey, I wonder as well if you can drop once again the link for the engagement that will be happening with city staff and the community on the Heritage Conservation Districts in our area. I believe it's on November 30th. We have a number of planning applications. We had recently a follow-up meeting for the application at 275 King Edward. We're proceeding and working with the community to designate the neighboring property to ensure proper protection ahead of any proposed development. We also have an upcoming planning application or early submission, because they haven't submitted yet, for 109 Denouzi, which I know is of community interest as well. So please stay tuned on that, and I'll see if you could share those meetings as they come. We certainly appreciate it. At the last meeting, we talked about the official plan and the approval of the official plan. I want to state that it had been a very long work in progress document. There have been a number of concerns and initiative brought forward. I have to give kudos to my colleagues as well as city, because first off, all the motions that I brought were carried through, were supported on greener buildings, on more affordable buildings, more rental buildings, on bringing forward a secondary plan for Lower Town and the vibrant market. Those are some of, if you're interested in planning policy, I'd be glad to answer questions, but those were some of the requests from the LCA, the previous boards, and I'm glad that they were able to advance through the official plan. Outstanding items that will tie into what's the next plan, which is the transportation master plan, are obviously the truck route designation, which remains one of the top concerns in our community. Comme vous avez entendu tout à l'heure, le bain Champagne aurait ouvert, l'espace d'entraînement aurait ouvert la semaine dernière, et puis la piscine devrait rouvrir d'ici la fin de la semaine. Je vais donner les détails sur les médias sociaux dès que je les ai. C'est pas qu'on veut pas réouvrir, c'est parce que les systèmes doivent être testés pour justement s'assurer que la qualité de l'eau soit de mise. Comme vous le savez, on est en pleine pandémie, donc c'est important que les mesures de chlore, les mesures de circulation d'air soient bel et bien testées avant une réouverture complète. Mais on s'attend à ce que tout soit, si tout est positif, on devrait avoir une réponse avant la fin de semaine, possiblement une réouverture en début de semaine prochaine. Mais je veux pas, s'il y a des problèmes dans les systèmes, évidemment, il pourrait y avoir des délais. I know we were in Lower Town on the weekend, my team and I. I want to thank the volunteers at McDonald Garden Park for the cleanup. Great to see the community and such good presence. Great to see families as well come out and support the park cleanup. I had a question from Ilona and Peter, who are quite engaged on the park itself. And I met with staff earlier today relating to the proposed conservation plan. So many of you know that the park is now protected. We've been advocating for a conservation plan for a number of years. And I can say that following today's meeting, we are looking to advance the study work in 22 with its full implementation of that plan in 23. So obviously there'll be engagement throughout the development of the plan, but that's what I've received from park planning staff as early as today. So stay tuned, and obviously the community will be engaged on that. And Liz, on my final point, sir, I'm coming back to the city budget because I know I'm forgetting a number of items, but one of which is the Byron Market Public Realm Plan. So the Public Realm Plan is a $130 million investment, which we're looking to do. So far, I'm trying to gain clarity on part of the capital funding, if there are commitments. It was not in the mayor's speech. It's not reflected in my area's budget highlights. So as you might imagine, I'm not very happy with the city's budget, and I will continue to pursue all advocacy. I will ask Bailey as well to drop in the chat the committee dates, and let me give you a couple of key areas for folks who are interested in the city's budget. Community and Protective Services, which includes all the parks, all of the social services funding. That's important. I believe it's on the 18th. Folks who are interested on transit, I believe it's on the 17th. There's also the police board, which I know many members in the community would be interested in making delegations. In terms of the public realm transportation investments, those are both at Transportation Committee and at Finance and Economic Development Committee at FEDCO. So Bailey, I wonder, I know you're probably searching for it, but keep an eye out in the chat. Oh, here we are, where you can see. And I hope that I'm your voice, but I'm starting to be one of the only voice. So we need to hear from the community on these matters. So please sign up, speak at the delegation. It is easier than ever with the sign up for Zoom. You can be doing your things at home while listening. And when your time comes up, you're named and you have your 5 minutes. You don't need to be an expert on city budgets. You just need to speak on behalf of what you see as a priority and investment. Oh, Liz, I apologize. That's right. The Environment Committee as well on November 16th. And there's a number of things we can do through the Environment Committee relating to housing, retrofits, and building better standards and supporting the building of greener buildings and protecting of green space and so on through the Environment Committee. So Liz, I think I've said all that I've had for my update this evening.
Great. Thanks very much, Councillor Fleury. Liz, did you have something new or forget to lower your hand? Oh, I see it lowered now. Other than Mackenzie. Does anyone else have a comment or question for Councillor Fleury on any of the items he just touched on? I know for myself and I think some other Lower Town residents, we are disappointed in the budget. Many of us worked hard on pre-budget consultations and we just think it's again not reflective of our priorities of crises in health, crises in housing, crises in environment and climate change and social services. And this is not a reflection, a budget reflecting that when we see where the money's going. But we'll keep at it. So you've seen the list of meetings in the chat, if any of you still have the stamina to keep at it. And I know it is the an important item, the last big policy piece before the end of the year, correct? At City Hall, this is the last big.
That's item. Right. It will be the last big agenda. The committees are happening through November, early December for the final deliberations to happen on Wednesday, December 10th.
Wednesday, December 10th, Human Rights Day. All right. Anyone else? I'm sorry. Comments, questions? Okay, G, I'm not sure who that is. G's iPhone?
I'm sorry. So this is Katya. So I have a quick question related to 275 King Edward. I'm just wondering, does the city of Ottawa has a practice of relocating trees? There are a few trees like on the side of this property that instead of maybe being taken down, they could be relocated somewhere else, along Nelson Street or somewhere. I mean, they're not too large. So does the city have a practice of relocating trees as opposed to just allowing developers cut them down?
Sorry, I'm not familiar. This is for the application at 275 King Edward.
Yeah, well, it basically relates to any application where there are trees involved. And I'm just wondering, is it possible to not allow the developer cut them down, but like bring one of those arborists who can, relocate the tree, like dig it up with a bulb around it and put it somewhere else in the community, because they're probably at least 20 years old. So just wondering, what is the city policy?
Correct. So we do have a forestry department which reviews through all planning application. There are new tree bylaw which ensures protection and if compensation and if planting. So as I'm not familiar with the specifics that you're giving, I'd encourage you to email michelle.nash@ottawa.ca. Michelle is my team member who digs deep on following up on all of the planning matters. So I will certainly raise it with her tomorrow, but if you could email her, I would appreciate it, because those are all elements that we ask of the city when reviewing the applications, and we want clear answers ahead of any development.
Okay. Anyone else?
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Anyone else for comments or questions? Or Councillor Fleury. Okay, well then thanks very much. And we're going to move on to updates from our hardworking committee members and chairs. And I'm gonna start off with Heritage. Andrew or Nancy, do you have any items this evening?
Actually, we do, just to follow up on what Councillor Fleury emphasized about the Heritage Conservation District's review, be prepared for a meeting on November 30th. And yes, we will try our best to broadcast that in the community through our website and also maybe with some posted notes around the community. For those of you who live in heritage houses, it's really important to think about some of the attributes and some of the things that will be assessed by the city. And it's also going to be important to have some of you step up to be on a working group that the city is going to step up or set up. Andrew, do you have some things to add to that?
Not really. I think the one concern we have is that staff I don't think they've committed exactly to separating the two conservation districts out. That's a key important element to managing these conservation districts. They're very different. They address different values. So we're still, I think, we do have a meeting this week, Nancy, right? Is it this week?
I think it's next week, Andrew. We're meeting, next week, Andrew so. And I are trying to meet regularly with the two heritage staffers who are in charge.
Yeah. So we're hoping to make sure that they really, really focus in on what's important about these two conservation districts. We don't want just a boilerplate template, you know, kind of approach to these things. These are important communities and they have very different values. So, And we need some guts behind it. We need something that really holds rather than always being in these negotiating situations. So we're hoping that it goes over well. And it means that we do have a working group that we're going to develop, but also more and more community input would be good. So I think that was it, Nancy. Wasn't there any other items?
Just want to say thank you to Councillor Fleury for the McDonald Gardens initiative. Mm-hmm. That's one that we've been trying to move along since the park was designated in 2017. And
great.
That's positive to know the city's in on that. So thank you. And thank you on any designation work that you can do.
That's great. Excellent. Anyone have a question or comment for Nancy or Andrew on heritage items? Okay, well, you know how to contact if you want to get more involved in heritage issues. And you could, if you send to us at info@, we'll forward to them. And I'm going to move on to planning and see if you have any items, Warren.
Yes, I do. Thanks very much, Councillor Fleury, for giving an update on the planning files. And I'd also want to make a pitch to the LCA membership, the residents. If you really want to live in a better community, the planning committee needs you to participate. The more we get involved in the planning and development issues, the more likely we're going to be able to make a difference in shaping that community. So right now we're monitoring the issues that have come up during the last year have mostly been related to the individual properties or the city, the new city plan, the new official plan. So this year we're going to be focusing on the next step in the official plan is the zoning bylaw. It's going to take a while, but we have pretty good assurances that the zoning bylaws are already being rewritten. So we're trying to find out at what stage they're being rewritten and when we can start sharing them with residents. Also, as Councillor Fleury mentioned, following up on implementation or lack of implementation of the public realm plan, NCC's developments at Alexander Bridge and Appian Point. We're also going to be looking at individual property development applications as they come along. And we'd encourage you to get involved because we need more people to keep an eye on this. I think we're up to around 20 or 25 active planning files. We meet once a month, usually digitally, and welcome your involvement. So get in touch if you want to join. And we have a new property at 109 Dalhousie I didn't know anything about until today. So thanks a lot for that, Matthew. That's all for me.
Liz, not to jump in, but Warren, sure. It hasn't been submitted yet. We've been we've received some resident inquiries, and we've gotten the applicant to prepare a meeting prior to the submission. So thank you for that.
Thanks.
There's a question from Jen. Is that 109 Dalhousie?
There's a number of addresses. Yes. Wrote down 109 Dalhousie, which is one of the addresses. But there's a number.
Okay. But there's
Sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt there. I'm only kind of like half listening here. I'm doing laundry, but I heard 109 Dalhousie. So what purpose will 109 Dalhousie serve?
I have no idea. There are community concerns. I have not met with the applicant. They have not submitted yet, but in the spirit of early engagement, I'm informing you that we're organizing a meeting for 109 and a number of addresses along Dalhousie.
Cool. Thank you.
Yep. Thanks again. Any other questions or comments for Warren or the councillor related to planning issues? And again, you heard the call. You can join Warren and the committee members and get involved in planning, of course. Next, I have the safety committee. Sandra, other items?
Hi, sorry about that, I was muted. We have another committee that's ongoing. It's called the Appreciative Inquiry Process. And this is put on by the Linda Duxbury. She's a professor at Carleton University. It's a group of people getting together and looking into safety and security for all those who live, work, and visit the Byward Market. It's an interesting project. We have meetings every 3 weeks for 2 hours with key stakeholders. We're now breaking that down to another group of people. I believe Matt Boutel, Kate Burkota Harris, etc., are going to be included, and that would be Matt. Can confirm this, Ottawa community housing people. And I have requested that residents of Lower Town have a separate meeting as well, and as a focus group. So basically, just it's lived experience, and lived experience is really, really important. So you could live on various streets and you might not see the same as every other person. But it's important that we all discuss the issues that we're having in Lower Town and problem solving. And so I do encourage you to engage in this process. The more people, the better it is. Please do contact info@lowertown.com. And if you're interested, or myself, and we can get you on this committee. So usually the times are during the day, but it's very, very important. And I do encourage you to join this, to have your say. It's a lot of work. This year is a lot of work in Lower Town, I have to say, for the councillor, for the city, for us, it's a big engagement. So the more the merrier, as Warren says. Thank you.
We currently don't have a lead for housing and homelessness. It's a big need for us. We're all very concerned, as we've said, several ways to address some of our challenges here. So if any of you are interested in this, again, please let us know. And similarly for transportation. But I did just want to flag in terms of active transportation and environment, just that my interest is, Councillor Fleury, we have heard about a Rideau Sussex Colonel By study about transportation, and we want to be sure that we can input. We've asked John Woodhouse and Jordan and some others keen on in transportation. But can you tell us any more about this? And
absolutely. So I guess there are two components. One, which is, as you know, the city lead for the public realm plan for the market, Cord Curry and Jill, are planning to do what's called an expression of interest for a particular, for the design of that space. If you recall, there's a change in grade. There's like an on-ramp, there's an off-ramp feel off of what is the Senate building now when there's so much opportunity. So the city's conducting just a transportation study in the spirit of providing that publicly through the expression of interest for future designs. So they're running through an engineer kind of scan of origin destination, of free volumes and so on, bus use, pedestrian use, cycling use and so on, to capture the full picture of that intersection. And we'll be providing that as a base information through the expression of interest. We don't have the details of that because we were waiting on cabinet to be formed and to understand where the NCC was in the partnership of that RFI. And I'm sorry, Liz, but I don't have an update on that this evening.
Okay. It's definitely something we want to participate in. I think from our walkability audits and biking and access audits for numbers of years, that intersection has been highlighted as a real problem for pedestrians and cyclists and others using active transportation. So we certainly want to be involved. Again, if any of you have an interest in this, do let us know. And I'll just add a few sentences of other work in terms of environment and climate change work. And in terms of the budget, as I mentioned, we've been involved in inputting into the budget, and this committee meeting coming up the 16th, we'll see about that, together with CAFE's colleagues. And then other quick item is that the conference is going on, as you may know, in Glasgow, the Conference of the Parties, the COP26, a pivotal moment. Governments around climate change and cities have a role, of course. So we've been encouraging and inviting people to participate in an event tomorrow on what cities can do, what cities have done in phasing out fossil fuels. I think some councillors from Cambridge and from a city in Nepal are attending, and thanks, as Lafleury has mentioned, that he might attend, as well as for others. So I can put the link in the chat if any of you are interested. Also, let me know. It's tomorrow at 11:15 our time. I think that's it. Did I miss anyone in the committee realm, or does anyone have something they forgot or want to add? I wondered if I could just ask, put you on the spot, Matt Butel, because we also don't often have you with us, in terms of Lower Town Community Resource Center, if there's any update you wanted to provide us, of upcoming programming or anything. I know we're very keen to keep good relationships and know what's happening over at the fabulous community center. So if I might be able to ask you just to do a quick little update.
Happy to, and thank you for providing me with the opportunity, Liz. Just so you know, I believe I've only missed one meeting in the last year and a half. So
forgive me.
I might not always be evident to everybody, but I am here. Lots going on at our center, as always. And as mentioned earlier, one of the main things is the ongoing search for more appropriate space, both for recreational, socio-recreational programming, something that we're working on very hard with some partners around relaunching some basketball programming for the 14 to 18 year old age range, which is the age range for which there's nothing on offer in the community, which is barrier free. And we're working with the Boys and Girls Club, Presidential Basketball, and the Sandy Hill Community Health Center on bringing that back. We've got it on a short-term basis on Sundays. And as mentioned earlier, we are really hopeful that we're going to have access to De La Salle's new gym come January for up to 4 time slots per week. And we're looking to add some other programming to that. Basketball is just a way of attracting in some of the core youth, but we know that there are lots of other ways to engage them, be it through some leadership programming, be it through other social recreational activities where we're consulting the youth. Another thing that we're heavily involved in is the development of a youth action plan for Lower Town. And this is youth-led. It's being driven by youth. We're there to support and help connect the youth to resources to get the plan done. We're just at the stage, we have a small core committee of about 12 or 13 youth who have just, with a bit of funding from Crime Prevention Ottawa, been able to hire a couple of consultants who will be working together with the youth to develop the plan. We'll be doing it on a very tight time schedule. We don't want to have this be a drawn out process. The youth are engaged, but obviously the youth don't want to be involved in a 6-month process. So we're hoping this will be done very quickly over the next couple of months. So stay tuned for that. There will be some elements where we'll be reaching out via surveys or for focus groups or forums to engage the community. Other things, we are returned to having a drop-in for youth at the youth center on Friel Street 2 nights a week. So on Tuesday nights, it'll be the younger group from 11 to 13 or 14. And then on Thursday evenings, it'll be more the 14 and up crowd. So drop in from 6 to 9 at 201 Friel. It's right at the kind of curve on Beausoleil, right across from York Street. That's a lot that's going on with youth, and I haven't even mentioned everything. Our community house has not returned to its to full opening. We are in the process of discussing how we're going to do that. Right now, the community house for the last 20 months has been a food bank. It's been operating 4 days a week. One day to do setup and then 3 full days of serving by appointment. And we are desperate to kind of return to some of the activities we did before at the community house, the Millennium Learning Center with free access computers and printers, community meetings, the dryer and washer downstairs, which was available for use by folks in the community, including families at Econolodge, et cetera, et cetera. But the longer term issue is the fact that the food bank takes up so much time, space, and resources at the community house. We have to find a way for that food bank to be in a more appropriate space, which will in turn free up the community house to offer a whole array and host of programs for the community. So that is a going concern. Where can we move that food bank? So we're looking at that. Other things, we have our social support workers are on call all throughout the week to help residents with anything that they're any kind of struggle or any challenge that they're dealing with. It could be related to income, could be related to immigration, could be related to income supports or tying into government programs, could be mental health, et cetera, et cetera. So that is ongoing, and we are just looking at how we can ramp up our supports there. I'm sure there's lots of other things I can go on. Our community development worker is supporting a group of residents around an anti-racism mandate. So these are residents that are very taken with all that's gone on with the Black Lives Matter movement coming over the last 18 months. And so they are coalescing around that issue and seeing what kind of actions they can take, citizen actions they can take to learn and to advocate for some things for the local community. So I'm going to stop there because there are other things I could bring.
Great.
But thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thank you so much, you and your team, for the fabulous work you do and for updating us a little bit today. And just the last item I'll add in terms of updates and calls for help is the ice rink. We're so fortunate to have fabulous volunteers working on the ice rink at Bingham Park every year. And they're looking for a new coordinator. We think we've solved, but we still always can use volunteers and help with that. So if any of you are interested in ensuring that we have awesome ice to skate on. We know it's coming. We enjoyed this beautiful autumn weather, the sun in the fall, this winter, this weekend and today, but we know winter's soon and we'll be turning to skating and other stuff. So if anyone's interested in getting involved in that, please, please let us know. And then as long as I didn't miss anybody in terms of an update for committee, I'm going to then turn over to Sylvie for an introduction for our last item this evening on a vision process. Okay, over to you, Sylvie.
Merci beaucoup. Thank you so much, Liz. We're just going to take a few short minutes here because we know, you know, it's a weeknight and we appreciate everybody tuning in and committing some time to LCA. And what we wanted to do for a few minutes is just ask you for your input as to what is a priority for you as a resident of this wonderful community that we call Lowertown. What matters to you? What keeps you up at night? We have a number of committees, as you've heard, many reported tonight. We as the executive of LCA are, some of us are very new, including myself. I've been a member, or a participant at many meetings, but never on the LCA. And we have some new committee chairs as well. So we're trying to get a little bit of a finger on the pulse of this community. And we know, you know, the top three or four are probably very common to all of us, but we want to make sure that we are truly representing you. And to use Warren's words, if you don't mind, Warren, we want to continue to make a difference in shaping our community, and we want to invite you in shaping our community. And so what I'd like to ask you to do right now, and we're not going to have a big Q&A, you know, we might have a visioning exercise at one point, but for now, all we want you to do is drop in the chat. If you want to put three words, if you want to put a couple of lines, go right ahead and drop in the chat something that is important to you. Obviously, if you think that everything that we're doing is addressing all of your priorities and needs, that is fine as well. But we just wanted to sort of have an open mic via chat to finish our first meeting with this new executive and all of you, and invite you to say, you know, this is important to me, or I want you to focus on this. I know you're working on it, but please, this is really, really important to me, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm just going on here, inviting you to write anything you want to in the chat. If you need to leave, that's fine as well. The other thing too is we did, Warren, you mentioned about looking for more committee members. Liz, you mentioned the committees that do not have a chair. And that is housing and homelessness is one, and transportation, right? Okay. And so, you know, we've got lovely people working in our committees, and most of us meet about once a month on the committee side. So if you have a few hours to spare and you really want to help shape this community, then we invite you to send a note to info@lowertown.ca. Is that right? I don't know it by heart yet, Liz. Yes. Okay, thank you. And so I'm liking the, thank you. I see problems with e-scooters. That's something that I know Matt, you have tackled very much in the public realm, and is something that we need to continue to work on. Thank you, Liz. You put our email address in on the chat there. So if you do have any idea and you wanna send it to us, trucks on the Rideau King Edward corridor. Yes, that definitely is a major priority from a quality of life and safety and security perspective. And it's crazy that we still need to fight on that. So anybody want to add anything? Is there a question before? This is just, we just have a couple of minutes here, but it's kind of, like I said, an open mic night. Anything you heard tonight that you want to need clarification on or want to comment on? I'm just looking here. I don't see any hands up. So I'll give you another, maybe another 2 or 3 minutes. And Liz, anything that we need to remind people, maybe to remind you that our next meeting is December 13th. And we will, as always, through the wonderful work of Avery, send you a meeting reminder and meeting invitation for December 13th. The second Monday of every month is when we meet. And I see that Matt has put something on the scooters in the chat. Thank you. All right. We've got a couple of good notes here. So once again, I'll remind you about the our email address. If you have any ideas, if you want to organize a social event, if you want to do something that is important and that will help our community be more vibrant and healthy and safe and all of that, feel free to email us. So I guess, Liz, I will, as you have been our chair.
I see Matt. Are you raising your hand, or is that from earlier? Matt Butel.
I don't see you, Matt, on my screen. But, oh, yes, I do now.
Okay. Now you do. Forward. Sorry.
Thanks,
so
Liz.
I'm going to take advantage of. Oops. Do you hear me?
Yes,
we can. Okay, sorry. Okay, I'm going to take advantage of the forum you've given me. I apologize, to do a little bit of solicitation. So it's November, so we're coming up to our annual fundraising period, and so very soon you're going to see some fundraising letters and fundraising little cards go out, and just to encourage you to all help contribute to helping your fellow Lower Towners via the support and programs that our center offers. And thank you very much to all who've given in the past. It really goes a long way to helping us meet needs in a way that is not tied to funding requirements and funder requirements. We can provide things like a bit of top-ups and extra food at the food bank, be it diapers and clothes to folks who come see our social support workers, and sometimes giving a little extra support to some to kickstart some programs, like some support we gave to a local resident who runs soccer in the park at Jean Morin Park, free access, free for all kids. And also allows us to contribute to some things that aren't fully funded, such as the Youth Action Plan, such as the pilot program that we're running with the three other partners, Boys and Girls Club, Presidential Basketball, and Sandy Hill. All of those little things that we can contribute to and demonstrate, and then allows us to go after more sustainable funding. So thank you very much, and look forward to talking to you all soon.
Thank you very much for that, Matt. And I thank everyone. I saw quite a few of your comments that crop up in our chat. So we are actually going to record these comments and bring them to our executive committee meeting to make sure that your suggestions and your input is taken noted for our executive meeting and whatever we can do to help follow up. So Liz and I are co-chairs, as she mentioned up at the top, and we are going to be alternating chairing meetings and all kinds of other things that we'll be doing together. And Liz, you were our chair for this meeting, so I'm going to throw back to you to close. Go right ahead.
Thank you so much, Sylvie, and thank you, Matt, for that great reminder. And for all of you who are inputting and participating, spending your Monday evening with us. I don't think we have anything else to do, but thank you and say bonne soirée. We'll see you on the 13th of December, back here at 7. Good night, everyone. Thank you. Au revoir. Merci.
Merci, Liz. Merci, Sylvie. Merci, tout le monde.
Au revoir.
Bonne soirée, tout le monde.